USA News, I'm Richard Johnson. The special relationship is center stage at the White House, where President Biden is meeting with British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak.
Key issues, of course, the partnership over Ukraine, issues relating to the future of artificial intelligence. That's a passion for the Prime Minister, something that he wants the UK to take a leading role on. And, of course, some of the questions have to deal with what level of trade will happen between the U.S. and the UK, especially since they have left the European Union.
NBC correspondent Kelly O'Donnell at the White House. Several reports say Ukraine has begun its long-awaited counteroffensive against Russian forces in the southeast. Russian accounts say Ukrainians struck from four directions, and Russian troops are fighting back. Alabama will have to redraw its congressional districts now that the U.S. Supreme Court has upheld a lower court ruling that the lines discriminate against black voters.
This is an amazing victory for black Alabama voters. It's for our democracy, for the Voting Rights Act.
Alabama Democrat Representative Terry Sewell tells CNN it's a huge and surprising win. Justices Roberts and Kavanaugh sided with the liberal justices to toss out Alabama's congressional map. It's starting to look a lot like the days of supply chain headaches at the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach. Container ships are crowding the Southern California coast, waiting to load and offload. The ports and daily hire longshoremen are locked in an unofficial dispute over wages, safety, automation, and pensions. Forecasters hope the Canadian wildfire smoke will begin to move out of the northeastern USA by tonight. The horrible air quality has led to school closures, outdoor concert postponements, and even postponed baseball games. Air travel across the country is also feeling the impact thanks to ground stops at several northeast airports. More than 1,500 flights nationwide have been delayed, fewer than 100 canceled. This is USA News.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that floor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day,
and dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha Steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
The man suspected but never charged in the 2005 disappearance of Alabama teen Natalie Holloway on the island of Peru is now in FBI custody. Joran Vandersloot's en route from Peru, where he's serving life in prison and the death of another woman, to Alabama, where he faces fraud charges in connection with his dealings with Holloway's family. A new idea to get around a Second Amendment may be a new amendment, but to the Constitution, to enshrine four popular gun control proposals. NBC correspondent Jacob Soboroff talked to the man who came up with the idea.
Saying he's fed up with Congress's inability to act, California Governor Gavin Newsom is proposing something never done before on gun control, having states work together to pass a U.S. constitutional amendment on guns that would implement four measures nationwide. Raise the minimum age for buying a firearm to 21. Mandate universal background checks. Require a reasonable waiting period for gun purchases and ban the sale of assault rifles to civilians. To achieve this, he'll need two-thirds of states to propose the same amendment. That would trigger a constitutional convention, where three-quarters of states would have to vote yes for the amendment to pass.
NBC's Jacob Soboroff. The NFL's played a couple of games in Mexico, but now the Big 12 Conference is exploring plans to play a college football game south of the border, about 400 miles south to be exact, in Monterrey. The Big 12's already scheduled some basketball games in Mexico. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
those stomach issues ruined your birthday?
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa.
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist and ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.